Have you ever wondered what could have happened if the rich young ruler followed Jesus instead of walking away grieved? It's God's will for you to walk in abundance. Today, discover what it takes to experience the miracle of increase in your own life without letting it pass you by.
Turn with me to Mark chapter 10. I want to show you something. The Lord's been talking to me about this. He's ministered to Gloria and me out of this for many, many years, many, many times. But then just here recently, again, it's stirred in me once more in this incident in the life of Jesus. 17th verse. When he, Jesus, was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother." He answered and said unto him, "Master, all these have I observed from my youth." Oh, this always, every time I read this, it just thrills me. Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Oh, that talks to me, doesn't you? Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest." Now, that's pretty good. I've never heard him say that to me. "Kenneth, only one thing you lack." It's more like, "Kenneth, there's only 200 things you lack." No, I've learned that when in his role in correcting us as a loving father and a generous Lord, a generous God, he won't pile it all on you at one time. He'll talk to you about one thing, and you know, you get to working on that, and then a little while later he'll say, "There's something else here I need. I'd like to visit with you about here, you know." Amen, he's so good. But I have heard him say, "What are you gonna do about this?" Well, there ain't no use lying. Whoa, that's not good. Well, Lord, I really didn't intend to do anything about it. I'm thinking about one particular incident right now. He said, "Why not?" I said, "Well, I was afraid I'd make a mistake." He said, "Knowing you, Kenneth, you probably will." But he said, "The biggest mistake you could possibly make is be disobedient because you're afraid you make a mistake." He said, "You make a mistake in this and I can fix it." Whoa, it wasn't as big a problem as I thought it was, but it was certainly in my way, particularly financially, because I was disobedient. Now, "One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, take up the cross and follow me." Oh, that is very, very important. I believe that this could very well have been Judas' replacement. This is a wealthy man. And he's very observant. He's strong in the word, loves God, and God loved him. But, and really now, when you think about it, he said, "Take up the cross and come go to work for me." Now, God will give you instructions, but not explanations. When he gives instructions, now it's your turn. Amen. then you accept it. Now then again, it's his turn and he'll give you the next step. But if he gave you the whole thing, you wouldn't be walking by faith. So we walk by faith and not by sight. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved. Now, what does that tell us? Grief comes from a sense of loss. It grieved him. He thinks it's going to cost him everything he has. And he left. Had he not left, he could have heard the rest of this teaching. But because he left, he missed it. He got sad and mad and left. Grief separated him from the major, biggest opportunity of his life. For he had great possessions. Jesus looked round about and saith unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God. Now listen to verse 24. And the disciples were astonished at his words. Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches? Now there's the problem. Not having riches, but trusting them. If you trust them, they become your God. And you grieve when you lose your God. That trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Now there was a small gate in Jerusalem called the camel's gate. The needle gate. It's a small gate. You could get a camel through there, but not loaded. You had to take all that the camel's carrying and get the animal through, and then take all the stuff through and repack. So now you know what he's referring to. You got all that stuff on you. You can't thread the needle. Praise God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? Who then can be saved? Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Now my question to you tonight is, who are you with? Who do you run with? My dad, when I had the opportunity as a young man to work with him, and he would walk into a client or walk into a place of business, he'd say, my name's A.W. Copeland. I'm with National O-Line Insurance Company, Little Rock, Arkansas. That impressed me. And then I got in the ministry and I thought, my name's Kenneth Copeland and I'm with God. I'm with God. Thank you very much. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I preach myself happy. Praise God. Then Peter began to say unto him. Now, Peter began to say, this means that he began to discuss this with Jesus. And the summary of what he said is this. Lo, we have left all and have followed thee. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is No man. No man. No person. Man or woman. No person. This is not talking man as in gender. This is talking about mankind. There is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, and lands, not wives. Houses. Houses, lands. God fully intends for his people. God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. Then he gave the earth to mankind. Yes. To have dominion over it. Amen. 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 To take authority over it. Amen. We have something to say in this earth. That's right. You shall receive 100-fold in this time. Houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, lands, with persecutions. And in the world to come, eternal life. Don't ignore the persecution part. But ignore the persecution. Be paying a bunch of attention to that. Read the fourth chapter of the book of Mark and you find out what persecution is about. No, it's not God trying to teach you and me something. He said persecutions come for the word's sake. And you get on the word of God and Satan's going to fight you. Amen. But he's defeated. And his biggest stronghold has always been financial. That's the way he has held such a grip on the body of Christ all these years, teaching and preaching poverty. I'm going to tell you something. All you pastors, listen to me. Teaching poverty to the people from whom you receive offerings is stupid.
Amen.
Boy, don't be doing that. No, no. No, no. The people prosper as they're taught.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I'll do that. Turn back to the sixth chapter of Mark. Mark chapter 6. And look with me. Most people begin this passage of Scripture with the 35th verse. When the day was now far spent, his disciples came to him and said, there's a desert place, da da da. Now, but go back and look at the 34th verse. Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Then the disciples came to him, interrupted his teaching and ministering to tell him it's getting late. Sometimes words just kind of fail me, you know? I mean, you come, But now see, they were not paying any attention. They were worried. We're out here in the middle of this place. Look at people. What are we going to do with them? It gets dangerous out here in the dark. Can't anybody see how to get home? What are we going to do? Verse 37, Jesus answered and said unto them, you give them to eat. What? Now, what I wanted you to see here, particularly pastors, he taught them many things. This great miracle of increase was because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and they were listening. And he taught them many things. The miracle happened in their hands. Because he gave it to his disciples, they handed it to the people. And as the people passed it on, it just kept being more.
That's right.
Gloria used to make a casserole that our kids named More. Because the whole family liked it so much that we'd say, we want some more. And well, particularly John, I want more, Mama. Give me some more. Amen. Can you see that? Can you see where that miracle came from? The people had faith for it.
Amen.
The disciples didn't. They obeyed, but he taught them many things. Hallelujah. And so in a crowd, under the influence of his compassion and his teaching, faith rose to a high level. They didn't care what time of day it was. Amen.
Amen.
Their hope was high. Their faith was high. And they ate more than they could hold. And faith paid for it. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, let's go back over to 10th chapter. He shall receive 100-fold now in this time. And in the world to come, eternal life with persecutions. When people that live, walk by faith, you're going to get persecuted in whatever you do. When my dad began to prosper back when I was just a young kid, dad and mother, oh, you talk about a tither. My dad had two bank accounts and he never let them get mixed up. And I'd go to bank with him and he'd take his deposit and take his tithe out of his deposit and put it over in his tithe account. Amen. Very, very strong man to tithe. My mother, very strong to tithe, taught me that. And it was amazing how God took care of him over the years. So, when that revelation on the laws that govern prosperity, I began to study it as a young man. And this is before I was born again. This is before I knew anything about spiritual laws and so forth. But I began to study that. And laws that govern it. What was there in common with wealthy people? Come from different backgrounds. But what did they have in common? And it became a very, very interesting thing. And then I got over and I found that spiritual law, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. By what law? Works? No, but by the law of faith. These are the spiritual law. Everything happens in the spirit before it happens in the natural world. You believe it and it's settled in the spirit and then it'll manifest in the physical world. People want to get it manifest in the physical world. It doesn't come there first. It can't come there first. supernaturally. Amen. Amen. So persecution is coming. Particularly when you begin to believe God financially. And I remember when my dad first began to prosper, there were some members of our own family that thought, now wait a minute. I mean, you know, he's raised this country as we were. Well, how's this happening for him? Well, it's because he and mother got a hold of the laws that govern it. And they are the laws that govern seed time and harvest. Amen. And the more you get in touch with those laws and the laws of faith, and the more you lay hold of those, the stronger they work. And you come to the place where you're like what's stated in the book of Ephesians. Let him that stole steal no more. But let him work with his hands that which is good, in order that he may have for a living? No. In order that he may have to give. Amen. The wealth is in the hundredfold.
That's right.
See, you start where you are. You honor God with what's his first. Amen. Then if you don't have much, do just say, Lord, I need seed. Then when he provides you seed, don't eat it, sow it. Amen.
Imagine having your needs met, experiencing abundance, and enjoying the best in life. It's time to begin your journey of prosperity. The Living in Prosperity Package is a powerful and practical set of resources that includes Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's audio teaching series and companion study guide, Living in Prosperity, Walking in His Way. The 50 Days of Prosperity study notes by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons make up the remainder of the package. The teaching series and study guide show you how to gain wisdom from God's Word, what to do to put His promises to work, and how to commit to live and give God's way, the key to receiving the blessing. The study notes include 50 sessions of teaching, scriptures, and other materials. Start your journey today. Become living proof that God's will is prosperity.
Request your free copy of the Living in Prosperity Package by Kenneth Copeland. The teaching and study guide show you how to gain wisdom from God's Word and what to do to put His promises to work. Go to kcm.org/tbspecial or call 800-600-7395. Become living proof that God's will is prosperity. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Let me remind you what Brother Copeland highlighted today on this broadcast about this multitude that was miraculously fed. He said the great miracle of increase was because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And as he said, this crowd was under the influence of Jesus' compassion and His teaching. And what happened was their faith began to rise to a high level. Their hope and their expectation was high. Their faith was high. And as a result of that, they ate more than they could, and faith paid for it. Did you catch that? Faith paid for it. Listen, we don't have to walk away grieved like the rich young ruler who missed his greatest opportunity. Right now, let's put our trust in following after Jesus, because faith can meet whatever the need is and whatever desire that you may have. And we want to tell you today, I want you to learn more about living in this prosperity that we're talking about. This is called Living in Prosperity Package, and it's available to you as a free gift. You too can have Jesus' faith and know how to use God's power, how to see the power of God meet every need in your life, spirit, soul, and body. You won't just be occupied or just satisfied with whatever little you may have around you. But when you continue in the Word of God, you continue in these teachings, you begin to see the abundance of God right there in front of you. So If you are ready to step over into a life of more than enough, then order these materials. Go to kcm.org, request your free package today. We'll get it right out to you. Listen, I want to invite you to come to the Sacramento Victory Campaign. It's June 6th through the 8th at Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, California. Come get in this meeting. Hear Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle preach the Word of God. Watch your faith just come up and up and up. And it does so much for you to get into an environment with other people who live like you and talk like you and pray and praise and worship and believe the same things about a good God that you believe. And you get in that environment, it goes to work on the inside and it will change your life forever. So for more information about this meeting or anything else going on here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, just visit us online at kcm.org. Now, did you know, this is so cool, that the Believer's Voice of Victory Sunday broadcast is celebrating 40 years this year. So for 40 years, viewers have had this blessed opportunity, just like you are right now, to hear the Word of God, increase your faith, come up in revelations of the love of God and what God has done in you and for you all through Jesus. And this is the uncompromised Word of God and the Word of faith that's been preached for 40 years on Sunday television all over the world. And we thank God for it and many, many more years to come. Partners, we love you. You've been a part of every one of these broadcasts. We declare the blessing of the Lord over your life. And we look forward to seeing you again next week. Until then, this is Jeremy Pearson reminding you, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is made available to you free by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org and request your free copy on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Shipping charges may apply. At kcm.org, you can also access many free word-based resources to help you build your faith. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
This is my preaching buddy for 50 years.
50 years.
50 years.
Man, we must have started when we was three.
And 2019 is going to be the biggest year ever. We're a team again. We're going to preach together all year long, 2019. And if you miss it, it's your fault. We want you to be there.
May 25th through June 4th, join Pastors George and Terry Pearsons for Kenneth Copeland Ministries' first ever Israel tour. June 6th through 8th, join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, California, USA. July 22nd through 27th, attend Southwest Believers Convention at the Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, USA. August 29th through 31st, join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle at the Midwest Victory Campaign in Southfield, Michigan, USA. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.